Woo-hoo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to be doing all kinds of adding, but before we do, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Write your name at the top of your paper. I'll write mine. You write yours. And then you can put your pencil down because we are going to color and count first. We're going to have all kinds of different adding problems because this is a review. The first thing I want you to color, if you look at the train, do you see the numbers in one of those train cars? It goes 1, 2, 3, 4. Let's color those numbers 1, 2, 3, 4. Let's color them blue. Any kind of blue works for me. So color the number 1 in the train car and the 2 and the 3 and the 4. Color them all blue. So how many numbers are in this train car? Yes, 4 numbers are in this train car because it counted it for us. 1, 2, 3, 4. So we are going to have 4 as the first number in our addition problem. Do you remember the fancy way to say addition problem? We're going to call it something. We're going to call it an equation. Yes, we're going to have 4 as one of the numbers in our equation. Take 2 more seconds to color those numbers. 2, 1. All right, do you see the train car with the letters A, B, C? Let's color those red. Again, I don't care. I'm not picky. Pick any kind of red. Color the A, the B, and the C red. So we have 4 numbers in one train car. And how many letters do we have in this train car that we're coloring red? 3. A, B, C. 3 letters. So we're going to have 4 plus 3 in our addition problem. What's our fancy way to say that? In our equation. Take 2 more seconds to color those letters. 2, 1. Put down your crayons. Let's count the numbers, the blue numbers, plus the red letters. Ready, go. I'm going to touch and count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 4 plus 3 equals 7. We can also change it and say, let's do the 3 letters plus the 4 numbers, and we'll still get 7. Good. All right, boys and girls, do you see the train cars and then the engine? The train engine? Well, let's just look at the train cars attached to the engine. I know there's some train cars in the background, but just look at the train cars that are attached to the engine. Let's color the wheels on the cars black. And if you don't have a black crayon, just use your pencil. So just color the wheels on the cars attached to the engine. Don't color the wheels on the engine. And don't color the wheels on the cars in the background. I'm just talking about the wheels attached to each other and to the engine. So I'm on my 3rd wheel. 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm not coloring the inside part. You can if you want to. I'm just coloring the outside part. 5, 6, 7. 7 on the cars attached to the engine. I'm going to count those again and make sure. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yep, I'm not coloring the wheels on the engine. So I have 7 wheels on the cars. Put down your black crayon and let's color the wheels on the engine red. Color the wheels on the engine red. 1, 2. So 7 black wheels plus 2 red ones. That's going to be our equation. 7 plus 2. Ready? Let's count the black plus the red. Touch and count. Ready, go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69, 70, 71, 72, 73, 74, 75, 76, 77, 78, 79, 80, 81, 82, 83, 84, 85, 86, 87, 88, 89, 90, 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 100, 101, 102, 103, 104, 105, 106, 107, 108, 109, 110, 111, 112, 113, 114, 115, 116, 117, 118, 119, 120, 121, 122, 123, 124, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. 7 plus 2 equals 9. Awesome. All right. Do you see the train conductor? He's standing up there. He's got his hat on and his coat. Let's color his hat blue. Let's color his hat blue. He's the train conductor. I don't know why he's not driving the train. Maybe it's stuck because these other train cars came loose. I don't really know. Let's color his coat blue also. Color the conductor's coat blue also. And then 2 more seconds. 2, 1. Let's color his pants brown. So how many conductors are in our picture? How many train conductors? Yep, just one. So we know 1 will be a number in our equation. 1 is going to be a number in our equation. Yes. All right. Now, let's find that black crayon again. If you don't have black crayon, you can just use your pencil. The train cars that are loose, they're loose. One has stripes on it and one has windows on it. Let's color those wheels black. Let's color their wheels black. 1, 2. Sure hope they didn't come loose and anybody got hurt. Where are the people in the windows? 3. I had 2 on the stripe car. Here's my 3rd one on the window car. And 4. So the cars that are not attached have 4 wheels. 1, 2, 3, 4. Plus 1 conductor. 4 plus 1 conductor is our equation. Or 1 conductor plus 4 wheels is our equation. It works both ways. Let's put down all our crayons. Let's count the conductor and the wheels of the cars that are loose. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1 plus 4 equals 5. Or 4 plus 1 equals 5. It works both ways. All right, boys and girls, do you see the bushes with the flowers on them? Let's color those green. Color the bushes green. If you want to go back later and color the flowers at the end, you can, but I'm just coloring everything green. There any people in these bushes from the cars that got loose? I don't know. The conductor's smiling. Maybe everything's just fine. But I do have a little bit of a worry because how did those cars get loose? Are you worried about me that I'm worried about this because it's not real? I get that too. All right, how many bushes are we coloring? Yep, that's what I count also. 3. 3 bushes are in the picture. 3 bushes with flowers. 1, 2, 3. I'm on my 3rd bush. So you should be close to me or just right ahead of me. All right, take 3 more seconds. 3, 2, 1. All right, do you see the railroad crossing sign? Like the road sign, but it's for the train? Yeah, let's color that. Let's color the circle sign. The circle sign yellow. And then we'll color the pole or the wooden stick brown. But color the circle part of the railroad crossing sign yellow. I'm done with the yellow part. And then let's color the pole or the stick or the wood brown that's sticking into the bush. Okay, so we have 1 railroad sign. That's a number in our equation. And we have 3 bushes. That's the other number. So 1 plus 3, or it could be 3 plus 1. Let's count the railroad sign and the bushes. Ready? Touch and count. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1 plus 3 equals 4. Or we can say 3 plus 1 equals 4. Good. All right. Let's color the window on the engine. See the window on the engine? Let's color it purple. On the train engine, color that window purple, the outside and the inside. Color it purple. So we have 1 window on the train engine. Take 2 more seconds. 2, One, and then do you see the windows on the car, the train car that is loose? Let's color those curtains inside the window. Let's color those orange. See those curtains? Color those orange and the window, like the outside part. You can just color the whole thing orange. Inside, we're doing the whole window. How many windows are on this one with the curtains on this train car? Two. We have two windows over here. I'm just coloring both windows, the curtains, the inside, and the square outside orange. So there's two windows on this train car, and there's one window on the engine car. So what are the numbers in that equation? Two plus one. Or you can change it and say one plus two. What's the answer to one plus two? Touch and count. One, two, three. One plus two equals three. And two plus one equals three. All right, let's move down to the tin frame. It's under the train cars that are attached. It's got boxes with circles in them. Do you see that? The circles are counters. We'll call them counters. Okay, I want you to color two of the counters right in a row green. One, two. And then I want you to color the other two counters blue. One, two. What would be the numbers in our equation for this tin frame with green and blue counters? Two plus two. Two green plus two blue equals how many? Count them. One, two, three, four. Let's write the number four on the line next to the tin frame. So you can use a tin frame to help you count. We can color and count. Scoot over. What else could we use? Yeah, we can use our fingers. Let's count these fingers on these hands. Ready? One, two, three, four, five. What's the equation? How many fingers are on the first hand? Two plus how many are on the next hand? Three. Two plus three equals five. Let's write the number on the line. So you could use your fingers to help you add. Well, let's look at the number line. Do you see the number three has a circle around it? Trace that circle for me. Three is going to be one of the numbers in our equation. And then we're going to add four. Three plus four. Do you see the rainbow hops on that number line? We're going to trace those. We're going to count to four. Three plus four. So we're going to count to four. Ready? Trace with me. One, two, three. Four. What'd we land on? What's three plus four hops? Seven. Put a box around that seven or a square. Box up the number seven. That's our answer to three plus four more. That's why we hopped four times. Three plus four. Okay, scoot down to the word. It's spelled EQUATION. What? What is that word? Equation. Let's trace the letters in equation. 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 And now let's look at the equation under the word equation. Let's read it together. It says 5 plus 3 equals 8. Let's trace those numbers in the equation. 5 plus 3 equals 8. That's our equation. Okay, scoot over. I see another equation. It says 4 plus 2. We're going to draw a picture to help us find that answer. You can use a tin frame, you can use your fingers, you can use a number line. Well, you can draw a picture too. So let's put down our pencils. Do you see the train car next to 4 plus 2? All right, the first number in our equation is 4. I want us to draw four polka dots on the train car. Let's use our red crayon. Draw four polka dots on the train car. One, two, we're using our red crayon. Three, four. 4 is for the first number in our equation, 4 polka dots on the train car. Okay, put down your red crayon. The other number in our equation is what? 2. Let's draw 2 blue polka dots on the train car. 1, 2. For 4 plus 2. 4 red plus 2 blue. Let's count the polka dots. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. What's 4 plus 2? 6. Write it on the line. Boys and girls, you did it. You had a great review. That's because you rock, I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.